This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it never has and it never will matter who the host is. Well, what will always matter is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Tuesday, June the 3rd of 2025, day 154th of the year, and only 211 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Oh, yes. Hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, because that's kind of what we do. That is kind of the thing that is going on. So anyways, how have you been? It has at least been 24 hours since we last hung out, or at least the start of the show. Yeah, no video yesterday. A lot of people seem to be upset about that. But hey, things happen. It's okay. Life will go on, dear John. We're going to be good today because the video server is working. Everything's up, everything's going, and we're moving around doing the things that we need to do. Okay, so with that being said, let's talk real quick about what our show consists of. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. We talk a little bit about everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So don't worry about that. Yes, news, safety, entertainment stuff. It is a 3-hour show. Only the first hour is on video. We simulcast on Safety FM and Radio Big the first hour. Plus, we're across all kinds of other platforms at the same time. If you do miss the first hour, don't worry. You do put it in a podcast, little packaging thing. That way you can get it after the first hour is done. So just for information purposes as we go around. If you want to interact with the show, it's an easy process to do so. Callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving as you go into our system right there. Call in radio and you go directly through as everything happens inside of the world of the multiverse. Good times. So video, audio, text messaging is the way that it happens. But with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Maybe talk about what was trending in the overnight. My computer doesn't love me anymore. Yep, totally lost the sound there.
Show.
Wow. What kind of delay is that?
Here is what was trending. Rated R. Safety Show.
That's what I love about live radio. Things along those lines. Anyways, notable and noteworthy, a pair of summer gator tails. We'll talk about that here in just a bit. Also, Jamie Foxx shares his thoughts on Diddy. And Alec Baldwin shows he is no one's puppet. We'll talk about more about that in show business. And also, Lilo and Stitch is, well, a box office success. And the WTF podcast comes to an end. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And also, Prince Harry contemplates a major change. We'll talk about that in the Royals. So, that's it. That's what we got. So if you're ready to go down the path, I have my friends from Feature Story News ready to shake and bake and tell you everything that's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So why don't we bring them in, let them tell you about the news, and then we'll go from there. So here's the news coming your way.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. It's reported 24 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire while waiting for aid. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says dozens of people were injured. The Israeli military says it did fire shots at people who were moving towards its forces, in a way it says posed a threat. The FBI says the man accused of setting fire to people at a march in Boulder, Colorado, had been planning the attack for a year. 45-year-old Mohammed Soliman, who is accused of targeting supporters of Israel, has been charged with a hate crime. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
The suspected act of terrorism, carried out with a makeshift flamethrower, took place on Sunday afternoon at a weekly rally in support of the Israelis still being held hostage by Hamas. Authorities say 45-year-old Mohammed Soliman spent a year planning the attack and told them he would do it again. The Department of Homeland Security claims Soliman was in the US illegally, having stayed after his work visa expired. President Donald Trump posted on social media that acts of terrorism will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and suggested the suspect should be deported. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
The US Commerce Secretary says a trade deal with India could be finalized in the not-too-distant future. Both sides have been working on a pact that could grant US companies better access to Indian markets and offer reprieve from some US tariffs for New Delhi. Ishan Gurg reports.
US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the US and India have found a place that works for both countries. Speaking about the bilateral trade agreement that's been in the works for months now, Lutnick said he was optimistic about the deal being finalized soon. Reports say the first tranche of the agreement could be done by July. It could result in India lowering tariffs on several US imports, a key ask by President Donald Trump. Indian pharma, textile and leather exports to the US could receive better market access in return. India and the US say the deal could help double bilateral trade by 2030, and analysts believe it could result in India buying a lot more of its defence and petroleum products from the US. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
German police are leading new searches for Madeleine McCann in Portugal. Officers are looking at areas close to where the British toddler disappeared on a family holiday in Praia da Luz in 2007. Main suspect Christian Bruckner, who denies any involvement, is in prison in Germany for the rape of a woman nearby. Crime journalist Robin Swan says the aim of this search is clear.
The German police are looking for remains. That is what they have indicated. It's a parcel of land that is owned by multiple private individuals, so lots of permissions have been sought. So one assumes they have something interesting or something serious as a lead to go on.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at ongoing ceasefire negotiations between Russia and Ukraine and why they are taking place in Turkey. Istanbul, on the banks of the Bosphorus, has become the go-to location for discussions about the war's future. Hannah Lucinda Smith is a journalist based there and says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is delighted to be hosting ongoing talks.
Turkey has really managed to position itself as this kind of mediating country. It's in this interesting position of being both a NATO member, but also being a country that has the ear of Russia, and that's through the personal relationship between President Erdogan and President Putin. That's something that, you know, NATO hasn't been very happy about over the past 10 years. But, you know, Turkey is one of the only forums where these two sides can meet. And for Turkey, you know, it's a huge kind of international booster, a profile booster. And also for President Erdogan in particular, it's very useful at deflecting some of the other things that are going on in Turkey. You know, a couple of months ago, we had the arrest of the Istanbul mayor on what many people here say are trumped up political charges. 10 years ago, that kind of behaviour, these kind of blatant crackdowns on freedom of speech, on democratic norms, would have garnered a huge reaction in Europe, particularly from leaders like Angela Merkel. Today, absolutely nothing. We're hearing no kind of criticism at all.
Because, she argues, the Turkish government has stepped into the breach and offered both Moscow and Kyiv a chance at least to discuss peace. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, it's reported 24 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire while waiting for aid in Rafah. The FBI says the man accused of setting fire to people at a march in Boulder, Colorado, had been planning the attack for a year. The US Commerce Secretary says a trade deal with India could be finalized soon. And German police are leading new searches for Madeleine McCann in Portugal. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're
you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, yes, that's what it is. Safety FM, Rated R Safety Show, and, of course, some Radio Big Love, as always, as we're talking about it. Should we call it Radio Big Love? That sounds terrible. Okay, Radio Big, and then, you know, providing love or something along those lines. Yeah. Let's keep it PG. Well, it's rated R, so I mean, I don't know. What should we do here? Okay, so let's talk real quick about some things going on inside of the world of the multiverse. The Fyre Festival experience lives on after all. On Monday, event organizers announced a modified experience set to take place in September on the island of Utila off of the coast of Honduras. They said that after they announced plans to cancel the program that was scheduled to begin in May and sell off the Fyre intellectual property assets, they were approached to host the event in Central America's island, promising a week-long escape blending adventure, a spontaneity, and paradise. But where the original Fyre promised incompatible luxury and hanging with A-list rock stars and one suggests a scene that with much more low key. The event website says that we're not chasing luxury, we're chasing stories. Our trip is about deep dives, street food, late night bonfires, and waking up to something unexpected. Hey now. Rooms start relatively affordable at $199 a night and the 3 nights minimum required. The menu of the adventures and entertainment options include ATV tours, guided hikes, beach bonfires, and an intimate music and storytelling. A far cry from a whole-ass concert experience, a guided scuba diving and snorkeling, kayaking, fishing, and access to local cuisine. The event begins in the first week of September. Well, that sounds like something entirely different than what they were saying before. Shit, I was going to Mexico just to be able to see it. No, okay, maybe that's not really the reason I was going. Maybe I was going for something else, but yeah, I was trying to cut it. I was trying to cut to be there at the same time too, just to see what the hell was going on. But guess that's not going to happen now. Anyway, so let's continue talking. The BBC says that it got its hands on a smartphone belonging to North Korean citizen, and its findings are astonishing, but not particularly surprising. The device automatically screenshots every 5 minutes and stores the image in a folder that you can't access, but that security officials certainly monitor. The term South Korea is automatically autocorrected to puppet state. The automatic warning pop-up, and if words are typed that are counter to the regime's narrative. One expert, North Korea's propaganda program says that Kim's regime has embrace smartphones, using them as a tool to further ingrain its ideology. This is according to the BBC. Yeah, BBC. That's interesting. That's interesting taking that gander, no doubt about that. So I don't know. Some stuff to talk about. Anyways, Campbell's, the company known for soup, not to be confused with anything else, reports that the Americans are cooking at home at levels not seen since the early days of COVID-era lockdown. The company CEO says that after research shows that across all income brackets, spending is up in the grocery store products. The company also produces well-known brands as such as V8 and Pepperidge Farms. The shift of spending on at-home meals reflects the broader economic uncertainty from wallets clobbered by years of, inflation spending is really what it boils down to. This is according to CNBC. What do you think about this? Like, seriously, what do you think about it for a moment? Because let's talk about it. Are you eating more at home now than what you were before, or are you looking for other places? Like, I will tell you, I found this fantastic restaurant here in Orlando, a Mexican restaurant too, and I was really impressed. Food quality was great, blah, blah, blah. We went there one time, priced pretty fairly in regards to what was going on. The second time that we went was probably about 2 weeks apart. The menu was exactly the same. Well, let me rephrase that. The menu styling had changed. Everything was up 25%. On the menu. Everything was up 25%. And I was kind of surprised by that. Kind of mesmerized by it, to be honest, because I was like, wow, fairly priced to this. But I guess that's where people start contemplating more and more about eating at home. And if you look at some stuff and this is what you're doing, there's like the services that are out there, believe me, not a sponsor of the show, that's called like e-meals. And they can help you plan what your meal should be for the whole week. And what you should have and all that kind of stuff. I mean, if that's the way that you're leaning, I mean, there's definitely some aspects and some different things to be able to do if you're so inclined to do so. No doubt about that. But, man, things are definitely getting pretty strangey-angy out there. No doubt about that.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, an alligator prowling a stretch of Florida interstate caused an accident with two motorcyclists over the weekend. The victim, 67-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman on separate bikes, veered off the road after crashing into the animal. The man was flung from his bike, which hit a tree. Fortunately, both were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The alligator ended up surviving the crash, too. Florida Fish and Wildlife authorities arrived to take care of the injuries. So there you go. Some stuff to think about, no doubt about it. And that happened, motorcyclist crash after hitting an alligator on I-4 in Orange City. So that's, I mean, it's not super far from where I'm kind of located. But it's just one of those things that I'm just like, wow, this gets pretty interesting when you start thinking about all of the weird stuff that happens. You know, people do say WTF, which means welcome to Florida. You know, what did you think it stood for? Did you think it stood for anything else? Because it can get kind of interesting, no doubt, as we are talking. Let's continue talking about some other stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Let me tell you this. Before I move on, speaking of gators, police in Jensen Beach, Florida, responded to two calls from an area homeowner complaining about a 7-foot alligator hanging out outdoors of their swimming pool. They called a professional gator trapper to come and get it. Yep. How would you like to be waking up to that? That would be my question for you. It's like, yeah. We got a pretty huge gator out here that's hanging out at my pool, because that's exactly what you want to wake up to. It's like waking up to Vegas. What? Oh, no, that's a song. Let's not get confused. So, yeah, let's see. Let me see if I can swing the picture over here. Yeah, that's the picture. That's the 7-foot gator inside of there they're trying to trap. Yeah, sounds like a good time. Definitely not something I would be wanting to wake you up to, that's for sure. Okay, so let's take a listen to this. An eruption from Italy's Mount Etna sent tourists fleeing Yeah, fleeing on Monday. Footage from the chaos, let's see, footage from the chaos shows people scurrying down the side of the volcano as gases, ash, and rocks, go all over the place. No injuries were reported. Etna's last eruption of the magnitude took place back in 2014. So there you go. Let me see what I can do here. Let me see. Let's see if we can get this over here onto the screener. Cause maybe we can share this one. I never know what I can and cannot share. I always look at it and go, huh? I got in trouble anyways last week for something. Let's see. Let's unmute this. Let's go for it. So yeah, if you're looking on the screen, you can see the eruption. People are losing it. Understandably so, of course, too. Yeah, definitely I'd be making a run for it, too. Because not something I'd want to be hanging out, taking a garner arner at. So there you go. Yeah, some good times as the eruption occurs. And, people are recording from the bottom. I never understand that whole thing. It's like, if something like this is going on, I'm just making a run for it. I mean, I'm not saying I'm ditching everybody I'm with, but man, I'm definitely making a run for it. No doubt there. So there you go. Okay, let's talk about some other things real quick. Actor Jonathan Josh has died. He passed away from a fatal gunshot wound sustained during a altercation with a neighbor in San Antonio. Josh is best known for voicing John Redcorn in King of the Hill. He was only 59 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Also, in some other news, the Washington Post reports that Kamala Harris is weighing her political options, including either running for governor of California, where incumbent Gavin Newsom is in term limited and will most certainly run for Democratic nomination in 2028, or reentering the presidential fray. She'll decide on the governor office run by summer's end, sources say. So we'll take a look and see what the hell's going on there. What else is going on? Ashley Biden has weighed in on Original Sin, the book by Jack Taper and Alex Thompson, blowing the doors open on the efforts to conceal Joe Biden's mental decline during his presidency. Ashley, Joe's daughter, posted on Instagram, "Dad gave his all to America and continues till this day. He worked harder than anyone I have ever known. Get lost with your anonymous sources and fake news." Worth remembering, Original Sin is full of on-the-record sources, as well as people identified by title, including Biden's cabinet secretary, about what was going on. So just for information purposes, as we are talking, the tell-all books type of thing, as we are going and talking about all that stuff. So I don't know. It gets interesting as we are talking and moving and grooving in all of the thinger-ingers. Talking about books, yep, I got all three again. Let's see. Safety, in my opinion, the first book that was released here about a month ago. For some of the people that do not know, Safety Mutation is out now. Information Misdirection is the follow-up to Safety, in my opinion. And then here in a few days, we will get that for you. Safety Transmission. Yeah. Readily available for you. That one will be coming out on the 13th. And I guess as a surprise, because I was even surprised that it occurred, we have released the Omni Edition. So what does that mean? Or the Omni Book version of these? So what they do is they take all three books, they package them together into one book, and it is currently available in hardcover, on Amazon. The Omni Editions, the Signal Trilogy. So there you go. If you go to our website, safetyfm.com, it will take you to a link on the, if you're interested in taking a listen. And I will tell you, the Omni book is available now, meaning that you can get the third book before it actually, the third book gets released by itself. I know we do shit backwards around here all the time. And it's kind of different. as we are talking. Anyways, so there you go. SafetyFM.com for the book information, or you can just go directly to Amazon or wherever
your favorite books are sold.
So there you go. Some stuff for you. Let's talk about the numbers real quick because some people will care about this. The Dow ticked up 35 points to close at 42,305 on Monday. The S&P gained about 24 points to close at 5,935. And the NASDAQ climbed about 128 points to close at 19,242. West Texas Intermediate closed at $63 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $65 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.14 on Monday. And Bitcoin slid on Monday, trading around $104,800. And tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $202 million jackpot or a $90 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Also, Jamie Foxx thinks Sean Combs is a nasty motherfucker. That's what it says. The berating came while Foxx had a mic and a comedy special comedy store special. He also called out the obscene amount of baby oil that was confiscated by the feds and the allegations that Combs once had an escort pee in then girlfriend Cassie. Meanwhile, in court on Monday, the former personal assistant of Combs testified that he molested her at her 40th birthday party. When asked why she later praised the music mogul, she claimed that she was terrified and brainwashed. This is according to the Rolling Stone magazine. So there you go. Let me give you two more real quick. Amid the ongoing rift between Brooklyn Beckham and his wife, Nicole Peltz, and his parents, David and Victoria Beckham, the former has hired a high-profile legal team. Part of the team of the British lawyers, Jenny Alfea, the same that used by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle during their public relations issues. The irony is that they isn't lost on those close to David Victoria, who are also had been had a falling out with Harry and Meg. So there you go. I don't know if you heard about this one, but this one's been going on here for a little bit. UFC veteran BJ Penn was arrested for the third time in 6 days in the span last Friday. The incident occurred amid ongoing claims that his family has been murdered and replaced with imposters. Penn's mother, Lorraine Shin, filed a restraining order against him amid what she called extreme psychological abuse, with him accusing her of being an imposter who killed his family. She believes that he is suffering from some kind of mental illness, a rare psychological disorder that often causes people to falsely believe that those close to them are imposters masquerading as family and friends. Penn's for years fighting in the octagon could be a huge factor in him potentially having this disorder, as brain injuries are known to have a cause. This is according to MMA Fighting. I don't know how true that portion is, but hey. Some interesting stuff going on as we are talking. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we go ahead and get into our main story? Yep. Maybe it would be good if we got into our main story if our computer wasn't locking up every 5 seconds in regards to what's going on, huh?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so some main story time as we are hanging out and doing the things that we get to do. And listen, I have to have this conversation today because I have come to the conclusion that we talk about all kinds of things related to what happens at work. But sometimes we forget to talk about some aspects of things that occur. Now, this will tie into more than just safety. This will tie into more than just, you know, the standard ass bullshit that we talk about from time to time on here. This will talk about some of the stuff of,
are you paying attention to what we're talking about?
Meaning, do you have those quote unquote relationships at work where people are faker than a wedding cake? And what do I mean when I say that? It's exactly what it sounds like. It's you talk about something, you have developed a system, you have developed X, Y, and Z, and they believe strongly in the discussion. They believe strongly that this, that, or the other needs to be done. And the moment that now all of a sudden you're going to go back and say, okay, this is what we want to move forward with, they become somebody else. All the stuff that they thought was a good idea over the last few months, weeks, and so on, all of a sudden, oh, now I have never agreed to that, or they entirely change the person that they are. Like, all of a sudden, this is all new stuff that has never been said before. This is all new stuff that has never been discussed before. Know what I'm talking about? And I'm only mentioning this because I get so tired of interacting with people where this occurs. And I say this from the standpoint of the following. You are aware that as we do stuff, sometimes people are not who they claim to be. And yes, I hang out with a person that mentions this line all the time. Do you act differently at a biker bar as if you do as if you were in church? And I understand that. I mean, I get it. I understand what you're saying. But I don't understand how those flips occur inside of your workplace. On how all of a sudden you can stand by doing X, Y, or Z, and then all of a sudden everything changes at the ring of a triangle. It just gets very weird. It doesn't make any sense to me on how those things happen. Like, I remember interacting with an organization that, hey, they seem to change everything based on how the wind was blowing. And I mean that seriously. I mean that from the moment that something was agreed upon, the wind would blow and everything would change. At least it seemed that way. At least the CEO inside of that organization seemed to believe that that's the way things should happen. And now I interact with people that that's how they behave. They behave in the format where they believe that you must be this fake person after agreeing to doing X, Y, or Z. And I never understand that. And I can only imagine that if I am seeing this, you're seeing it too. And I mention these things because why do people do that? And I was thinking about this yesterday in particular. It's like, have we gotten to the point that we're looking so much on what other people care that we forget our own standard or values? Do we forget these things because it's one of those things that street cred on however other people portray you, see you, is more important?
Duh.
I'm just asking that because I want to have a better understanding. At the end of the day, what's more important to you? Staying true to yourself or getting that street cred and validation from others?
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative. And smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission. About what happens when slogans replace stories. When safety becomes marketing. And when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book 2 of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author J. Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in. And the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Our station is so big that you don't have to do much to make it work for you. Radio Big.
Okay, here we are. 44 minutes past the top of the hour as we are doing our thing. You know, always a fun time as we get to hang out with you here on the Rated R Safety Show. So this right here is Nam with the song titled Face. Song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. No doubty-outy there. Always a good time as we get to do some new music out there. Thanks to Nam for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. By the way, some questions coming in. Yes, if you look up and you're on the video, it does look like lightning strikes. Yes, I agree. And no, I am not in a storm. It's the new lighting inside of this joint on what has been done. Yeah. Just telling you what's going on. So now, there is no lightning storm where I'm at, but thanks for asking. Okay, so let's continue talking about some other things. If anything, this might be the most important thing that I ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at True Right Love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at True Right Love on her arms want you to know that people have been where you are now. Things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And once you get there, there's information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Seriously, it can change everything for you, and that is not a joke as I'm saying that. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. I got some stuff for you real quick. We're sure that many men are jokingly fantasizing about it, but now there's actually we can have access to Sydney Sweeney's bathwater, sort of. The Euphoria star has partnered with soap brand Dr. Squash to sell a limited edition line of bars, which is supposedly infused with her bath water. In a series of Instagram posts, she announced that Sydney's Bath Water Bliss soap bars will be available on Friday. It actually is the second time Sweeney has made cash from Splash, following her now viral ad for Dr. Squash Natural Body Wash last October, which featured her in a bubble bath speaking dirty little boys. In the last Thursday post, she said, introducing Sydney's Bath Bliss, Bathwater Bliss, a very real, very limited edition soap made with actual bathwater. The soap is said to be a perfect combination of two best places on the planet, the outdoors and Sydney Sweeney's bathtub. Experience the ultimate blend of outdoor serenity with refreshing notes of pine, Douglas fir, earthy moss, and a touch of Sydney's very own bathwater. Priced at $8 a bar, Sydney's Bathwater Bliss will be available on June the 6th at drsquash.com. So, smells like desperation in Douglas fir. Somewhere P.T. Barnum is slow clapping. I mean, I'm just saying. But think about that for just one brief moment in time. At one particular point, it was a reference on there that I had read that said Sydney Sweeney's used bathwater. Used. I don't understand marketing, but then again, I have said this for years. So I don't think I'm crazy by saying this. There is truly, 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 truly a market for everything. And I mean, listen, say what you may about her as an actress or not. Some people will go out there and say, hey, this is a great idea. This is what I'm going to do. I mean, you have to do whatever you think is best. I don't know. I'm sure that depending on how you look at it, you probably used some bath water for some worse sources.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is true.
trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, with that being said, let's do something a little bit more positive. Let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Angela. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people." I've had this quote submitted before. I remember how profound it was that we were discussing the idea of the quote, but we were also kind of discussing the person who said it. So is it an example of us being great minds, or are we being small minds? Maybe we'll never know. I recently shut down more than one conversation with people who wanted to gossip to me about somebody else. I paraphrased this quote, and then I said I'd rather not participate in that kind of conversation. It feels wrong, probably because it is wrong.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Has life been unkind to you? Have you been disappointed? Even betrayed by a trusted friend or family member? Don't despair. God can take the very worst the enemy brings against us and use it for our own good, if we'll give it to Him. Name your disappointment, identify your hurt, now surrender it to the Father and ask Him to redeem it. But Joseph said unto them, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." That's Genesis 50. Lord Jesus, I choose to trust you with the wounds my soul has suffered. Instead of becoming bitter, I make peace with my pain. Redeem it. Turn it into material for ministry. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Ukrainian forces launched a significant drone offensive targeting four Russian military airfields early Sunday.
The operation, confirmed by Ukraine's security service, resulted in damage to multiple aircraft and infrastructure. The strikes, part of Kyiv's broader strategy to disrupt Russian military logistics, reportedly hit airfields in the Bryansk, Kaluga, and Oryol regions. Russian authorities have not disclosed the extent of the damage, but local reports indicate emergency responses were activated. Benjamin Wright reporting.
At least 31 Palestinians were killed and dozens more injured on Sunday while en route to an aid distribution center in Gaza. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
Witnesses and health officials say the group was struck by Israeli fire as they approached the humanitarian site. The incident occurred amid ongoing hostilities between Israel and Hamas, which have severely hindered relief efforts. The United Nations World Food Program has warned of a looming humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, urging immediate ceasefire and unrestricted aid access.
One person was killed and at least 11 others injured in a mass shooting at a house party in Catawba County, North Carolina, early Sunday.
Authorities say gunfire erupted during a large gathering, prompting multiple emergency calls. The Catawba County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident, with no arrests announced as of Sunday morning. Victims were transported to nearby hospitals, with several reported in critical condition. Liam White reporting.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent stated that the U.S. economy remains resilient despite ongoing trade tensions and market volatility.
He acknowledged challenges posed by recent tariff disputes, but expressed confidence in domestic growth prospects. Bessent also highlighted upcoming talks between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping aimed at easing trade frictions. The Treasury Department continues to monitor economic indicators closely. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck off Panama's Pacific coast on Sunday, shaking parts of the country but causing no reported injuries or significant damage.
The quake's epicenter was located southwest of the capital, Panama City. Residents in coastal areas reported feeling the tremor, though it largely went unnoticed in urban centers. Authorities have not issued tsunami warnings, but are assessing infrastructure for potential impacts. The event serves as a reminder of the region's seismic activity. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A new study presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology's annual meeting reveals that structured exercise significantly improves survival rates in colon cancer patients.
Patients
Patients who engaged in regular physical activity, primarily walking, experienced a 28% reduction in cancer recurrence and a 37% decrease in mortality over 8 years. Researchers advocate for integrating exercise coaching into standard cancer care protocols. The findings underscore the potential of lifestyle interventions in enhancing treatment outcomes. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
John, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Okay, I thought it was a radio stinchy there. So there you go. Some things always going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Back in 2020, three police officers involved in the death of George Floyd are charged in Minneapolis. Let's see, the officers who kneeled on Floyd is also charged with second degree murder. He would later be sentenced to to more than two decades in prison. That happened back on this date in 2020. If we're looking at some birthdays going on today, Jalen Suggs turns 24 and Winters 31. Dave East 37. Rafael Nadal and Joseph Sagra turns 39. Let's see, Anderson Cooper turns 58. Jill Biden turned 74, and Billy Cunningham turns 82 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's World Bicycle Day, National Egg Day, and Repeat Day. Yes, repeat, repeat, repeat. Those are days that you can celebrate if you're so inclined to do so. Okay, what else do we got? Let's see. If you need a rando joke for today, I have one of those for you. If money is the root of all evil, I'm good. Just saying. Okay, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What song title best describes your life? Come on, there's a lot of good titles out there. Think about a few before we move on. What else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Nearly half of parents admit that they've told their kids this lie. What is it? The Wi-Fi isn't working. I don't know. I'm just telling you what it says. The Wi-Fi isn't working. Just saying. Some stuff to think about. So that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out, taking a listen to what we have going on here. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm exclusively for the next couple hours or so. If you want to come and hang out with me, you're more than welcome to. All you have to do is go over to RadioBig.fm and take a listen to what we have going on. If you don't want to go over there and you want to stay hanging out here on Safety FM, you're more than welcome to do that as well. All you'll need to do is hang out right now and take a listen to Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. A bargain is often something you can't use at the price that you can't resist. Yep. Think about that for a moment. It might take you places that you didn't expect. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye. No, seriously, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
Away and give me a show. Why the fuck you care about below?
you need, so you better be prepared.